On a Wednesday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. People on Medicare spending a few days in the hospital might think they're automatically considered inpatients. But increasingly, hospitals are placing older patients on what they call observation status. That means a patient may be there for days, but technically is an outpatient. That's a big deal for those living in nursing homes. Follow-up treatment in a nursing home isn't covered unless someone has been an inpatient for at least 3 days. And that's leaving some seniors on the hook for thousands of dollars in nursing home bills. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging and has more on the story.
74-year-old Rosalie Winkworth went to the hospital for the same reason that many older, frail people do. She fell. But she already had a lot of physical impairments before that, says her daughter, Donna Maxey.
My mother did have a stroke and had weakness on the right side of her body and paralysis on the right side of her body my whole life. That's how I've known her.
Winkworth had that stroke at the age of 21 when she was pregnant with Maxey, who says that over the years her mother has developed a lot of other health issues.
She has a peripheral vascular disease. She had heart valve replacement done in 2003. She has since then had a filter and a stent.
So when her mother spent 4 days in the hospital, Maxey says there was no reason to think she was anything other than an inpatient. When a social worker told her that her mother was on observation status, it really didn't register.
I thought that she was being watched, observed.
When Maxey's mother was discharged, doctors said Winkworth needed to be in a nursing home. But since the hospital considered her an observation patient, not an inpatient, the family had to pick up the bill. And they're not rich. So they cashed in Winkworth's life insurance policy.
The payment upon death would have been over $14,000, and the early surrender amount was $9,954.
The insurance money was supposed to have paid for Rosalie Winkworth's funeral someday. Toby Edelman, senior attorney with the Center for Medicare Advocacy, has talked to hundreds of people with similar stories.
To deny people coverage in the nursing home because the hospital called them outpatients makes absolutely no sense.
That's why the Center for Medicare Advocacy is suing the Department of Health and Human Services.
Our lawsuit challenges the use of observation status at all, saying it's not authorized by the Medicare statute.
Which recommends that observation status should be used for just a day, or two at most. But in the past 6 years, the use of observation status has roughly doubled. And according to a government study, last year more than 600,000 Medicare patients were in the hospital for at least 3 days, but still couldn't qualify for coverage of nursing home care. Hospitals blame that on the government, specifically on a program called RAC. That stands for Recovery Audit Contractors. The auditors go through old hospital records and decide if the hospital should have classified a patient as in or out.
The recovery audit contractors can go back 3 years, and in fact do go back 3 years.
Joanna Hyatt Kim, a vice president of the American Hospital Association, explains that if the recovery auditor decides that an inpatient should have been an outpatient,
the hospitals must return the funding that they had received years earlier. And they then often get little or no reimbursement, even though there's no dispute whatsoever that the care that they received was reasonable and necessary.
So hospitals increasingly use observation status to make sure Medicare pays them something that they won't have to give back. Meanwhile, the American Hospital Association is also suing the government. The Department of Health and Human Services wouldn't talk about the issue because of the pending lawsuits. The department has issued some new rules designed to make things better for patients and hospitals. But critics say it's not enough. Really fixing this will take an act of Congress, says Congressman Joe Courtney.
It was not really an issue which could be resolved that easily by Medicare through an administrative change.
Which is why Courtney has proposed legislation that would require Medicare to pay for follow-up treatment in a nursing home for any patient who had been in the hospital for at least 3 days. Inpatient, outpatient, observation, doesn't matter. Courtney, a Democrat, has more than 90 co-sponsors, including 20 Republicans.
This is an issue that has a life of its own. It is not an issue that really sort of falls into traditional partisan playbooks.
Which may not matter in a Congress as gridlocked as this one. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.